The Old Testament reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 29. The vision of all this has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed. When men give it to one who can read, saying, "Read this," he says, "I cannot, for it is sealed." And when they gave the book to one who cannot read, saying, "Read this," he says, "I cannot read." And the Lord said, "Because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men, therefore, behold, I will again do wonderful things with his people, with wonder upon wonder, and the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be hidden. Ah, you who hide deep from the Lord your counsel, whose deeds are in the dark, and who say, 'Who sees us? Who knows us?' You turn things upside down. Shall the potter be regarded as the clay, that the thing that made should say of its maker, 'He did not make me'? Or the thing formed say of him who formed it, 'He has no understanding'? It is not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and that fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest. In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 5. "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. The mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And the words of eternal The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. When the Pharisees gathered to Jesus and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that was, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when it comes from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there were many other traditions that they observed, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles his father and his mother must surely die.' But if a man tells his father or mother, 'Whatever you have been gained from me is korban, that is, given to God,' then he no longer permits him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for the hymn of the day. Help us ever to retain the catechism and doctrine plain, as Luther taught the word of truth in simple style to tender youth. Help us your holy law to learn, to mourn our sin and from it turn, in faith to you and to your Son and Holy Spirit three in one. Hear us, dear Father, when we pray, mere needed help from day to day, that as your children we may live, whom you baptized and so received. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel. Jesus wants us to use our hearts and not our lips. That may sound odd, but it is the essence of the gospel lesson this morning. The people Jesus was addressing were more interested in professing their faith with their lips than they were in having their hearts aligned to God's heart. And Jesus offered two examples of this misalignment. One was all the ceremonial laws that the elders had created over the years. Ceremonies for, as was listed, cleaning hands, doing dishes, even how you do the furniture. And then he mentions that other example, Korban. People were taught in the Ten Commandments to honor their father and their mother. In that day, that meant that when your father and mother got old, you took care of them. The law of Korban that was created by the elders allowed people to give offerings to the synagogue or toward the temple instead of taking care of their parents. It was kind of a write-off, I guess. That would be kind of like church members making a large donation for new pews in the sanctuary while at the same time allowing their parents to live in poverty. The law of Corban would make this acceptable as a human-created law. And Jesus was clear in saying that it was unacceptable because the fourth commandment says, you shall honor your father and your mother. Well, we're not quite as ceremonial as the ancient people of Israel, though I bet there is a lot of ceremony attached to how you make noodles and all the other stuff you're going to make for Oktoberfest. You have a way of doing it, right? Yeah, and that, there's nothing wrong with that. But when we place those human-created laws and ideas and make them more important than God's law, there's a problem there. The congregation I first served had a 3-hour conversation one night at the voters' meeting, and I think I've told this before to some of you. The conversation was about, do we buy 40-watt light bulbs for the church sign or 60-watt light bulbs? 3 hours. And then they decided to table it. My heart was not aligned to God that day. I was angry. If we had had a dog, I would have kicked it when I got home. So the next voters' meeting, somebody said, we need to decide about those lights and the sign that we're running out of. And I said, I want to make a point of order. Now, I don't think in the history of that congregation anyone had ever made a point of order. And they said, what's a point of order? And I said, well, your constitution says you follow Robert's rules and order. And Robert's rules say you cannot have discussion without a motion. Somebody has to move that we either buy 40-watt light bulbs or 60-watt light bulbs or we can't talk about it. They all looked at me kind of blank. Somebody said, well, I move that we buy 60-watt light bulbs for the church sign. Somebody seconded it, and they all passed it. Took about 2 minutes, not 3 hours. On the way out of one of the shortest voters' meetings in the history of that congregation, one of the gentlemen said, you have taken all the fun out of it. Probably true. And there probably was a better way of dealing with it. The other example I have is just district or synodical conventions in general. I think about how many hours we spend and how many thousands upon thousands of dollars we spend. And I don't believe in the whole history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod we have ever saved one soul as a result of a constitution or a convention. I don't really like them. Maybe you get that. I think they're a waste of time. I suppose we have to have them, but I think there's better ways we could do it. Like, I have an idea. Let's cut them one day shorter. We would get the same amount of stuff done. We'd just do it faster. And we would take the savings from that one day and we would give that cash to the delegates. Now, I'm just guessing, but I think at a synodical convention, it cost about $1,000 a day per person. And we have a lot of delegates. I don't know how many delegates there are. And I tried to do math on here, and I'm giving up on math. I'm not going to try to figure it all out. But let's just give every delegate $1,000 and say, go out and do something for the kingdom of God. Now, knowing Lutherans, some of them would stick it in their pocket and say, that's how I'm going to build the kingdom of God. I'm going to put it in my bank account and make it bigger. Well, maybe. And I suppose some would just give it out to people who would go out and buy drugs or alcohol with it. And that always happens when you're trying to build the kingdom of God. Some people take advantage of that. But what would happen if, let's say, a whole bunch, like 100 people, went into McDonald's and bought $100,000 worth of gift cards? Think the owner of McDonald's would be happy? And that might get its attention. And then you go around and you would give $10 gift cards to everybody that you come across on the street. Or maybe you go to a nicer restaurant and get a $40 gift card and do the same thing. Or maybe you go in McDonald's, eat lunch on your own money, and leave a $1,000 tip. I don't know. I don't know what that would do. But it might be something that would build the kingdom of God. In fact, I'm pretty sure that would be money better spent than spending it for a day of people standing at the mic and talking. Maybe. It's a crazy idea, isn't it? I admit that. Nobody's ever going to do that. I think I tried that once. No, nobody's ever going to do that. But isn't God just filled with crazy ideas? He had this crazy idea that if he sent his son into the world to show us how we could live, to show us how we could build the kingdom of God and live a fuller life, to go so far as to go on a cross and die so that all of our sins would be forgiven. You know what? God knew that it wasn't always going to work. God knew that there were a lot of sins that were going to need to be forgiven. But God did it anyway. It was a crazy idea, but it's the one that saves us. And it's a crazy idea that God would want to use us to help him build the kingdom of God. That's a crazy idea. Just think, what would happen if a convention did that? Think about all the lives that would touch. I've talked about this church in Kansas City. Every Saturday morning, now they are a big church. I'll acknowledge that. On Christmas Eve, they had about 25,000 people in church. So that's a big place. Methodist in Leawood, Kansas, Church of the Resurrection. They have tour guides. Go there sometime and just see the place. It's worth the tour. They have Starbucks too, so you know, it's good. On Saturday morning, they do outreach. So they paint homes. They build homes with Habitat. They do all kinds of projects. and they have a staff, and that's all they do, is come up with all these things to do on Saturday morning. And if too many people show up on a Saturday morning to help, they have buckets and mops with Church of the Resurrection on the bucket. And they go out and ask managers at convenience stores if they can clean their bathrooms. Now, if you were a manager at a convenience store and someone, first you'd think they were kidding, and then you'd think, you know, I'd rather them clean it than me, right? So for however, I don't know how long it takes to clean a bathroom. I guess I do over there. I have to do that every once in a while. But for the period of time you'd be cleaning the bathroom, your bucket would be sitting there with Church of the Resurrection on it. People are going, why are you doing that? I mean, that's the leading question. And they're building the kingdom of God, one toilet at a time. And people are seeing them out in the community and that they genuinely care about people. And that not only builds the kingdom by showing God's mercy to the world, but people like those kind of churches. Think about one way this week you could build the kingdom of God. How could you this week make a difference in one person's life? Maybe you'd stop and change a flat for somebody. I always think I should do that, but then I always think how bad it will look when it falls off the jack and land, and I can't figure out how to get it up. I call AAA. That's what I do. Maybe you offer to mow your neighbor's grass. And if it's been bugging you that he hasn't been mowing his grass, then you both get a treat out of it. Maybe you bake someone a birthday cake, even though it's not their birthday. You might even find that you are blessed while you are blessing others. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.